am here with Matt Pryor. He's in charge of the projection ministry. Got a couple of questions for him.
This goes back, golly, it must be 3 years, maybe 4 years. We had a guy named Brian Probst who headed up our projection unit when it was first installed at the church, and it was great. And Brian and I, we hit it off. We had a lot of good times, and Brian got me involved in that and then turned it over to me. So I've kind of just taken over the leadership, the coordination of the projector schedules. Yeah. The vision was early on to replace the overhead slides that we used to use as a bit of a step up, I must say.
Technological breakthrough, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. Introduce some alpha technology to our church. So that was good. And right now, we've just been working at getting it down to where we're unnoticed, really, where it just seamlessly blends with the worship experience. We really want to be as unnoticed as possible. Of course, it's a very visual thing that we do, and so when it does go wrong, people notice that. But when it goes right, it should be barely detectable. It should just flow correctly. So the short-term vision is to get really proficient at doing this, and that means all of the volunteers that we have get proficient at using the overhead projector. After that, we'd like to combine forces with the video department and possibly the sound department as well, and see if we can't meld all of this technology together into a very interesting package that really appeals to a lot, strongly appeals to some of the younger generation.
Matt, you talked about flowing and integrating it into a more seamless worship experience. If you could snap your fingers and make it happen tomorrow, ideally, what would that look like for you?
I think it would be having the same vision as the worship team, buying into the same vision to use the technology we have to enhance worship. Now, how is that walked out in practical steps? I don't know yet. I leave that completely open. And some people have come to me from the church to suggest different ways to do that in the pattern of Toronto or in the pattern of Life Center. So I want to go to some of those places and see what it is that they're doing and ways that we can do that. Some people suggest that we bring in media, like movie clips that speaks to whatever's being preached at the moment, whatever's being put up in terms of worship. To snap my fingers and make something happen would be the worship team playing, the overhead team having the words up there interspersed with maybe little video clips or something, and also the audio-visual part maybe flashing to the congregation, people who have a message for the body, zeroing in on them and being able to transition from the words to having that on the screen so everybody can see what's happening.
How do you feel about where God's taking us as a church and as a region right now?
Starting with the church, boy, there's a real handing off of the baton right now, the real passing of the baton I see from the founders of the church to the next generation that's coming in. And these are age groups that are coming up out of the youth group, having gone through college, now young adults, and that's, you know, we're on the front side of that curve, I think, myself and my wife. What finding what place these people have in the body.